Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, January 24th, 2019. I'm Zach Hall. First up today is a new report from CNBC, which claims Apple has dismissed more than 200 employees from its so-called Project Titan autonomous car project. Apple has been long rumored to be at work on a self-driving car that's electric, although the project has seen numerous leadership changes and even changed its focus from an Apple car to Apple technology for any self-driving car, according to reports over the years. Notably, CNBC's report includes an on-the-record statement clarifying that staff has been reassigned and not laid off from an Apple spokesperson, saying, quote, "We have an incredibly talented team working on autonomous systems and associated technologies at Apple. As the team focuses their work on several key areas for 2019, some groups are being moved to projects in other parts of the company where they will support machine learning and other initiatives across all of Apple. We continue to believe there is a huge opportunity with autonomous systems, that Apple has unique capabilities to contribute, and that this is the most ambitious machine learning project ever," end quote. And Bloomberg reports that Apple has hired Soon-Ho An, a former Samsung battery executive who will lead Apple's own battery development initiatives. The hire was reportedly made in December on joining Apple after serving as a Samsung SDI senior vice president since 2015. That's Samsung's own battery and power-focused company. In the past, Apple has relied on battery technology from Samsung SDI for its own products. The hire shows Apple continuing to lessen its reliance on external companies as it brings key product development processes in-house. And in Japan, Apple has introduced its iPhone XR and iPhone XS limited time trade-in offer to encourage iPhone upgrades in the country. The plan mirrors the boosted trade-in value promotion first introduced in the U.S. back in November, which is still active. And back in the U.S., if you missed out on the $249 iPhone SE clearance sale from Apple, models of the iPhone SE for the special clearance price have returned on Apple's clearance store online. That's a $100 discount from the last price from Apple. And in streaming video news, Hulu has announced both a price drop and a price hike. At the low end, Hulu's on-demand video service with ads is dropping from $8 per month to $6 per month. The ad-free on-demand plan remains $12 per month. That follows Netflix's recent price increase from $11 per month to $13 per month. While Hulu is reducing the price of its monthly ad-supported on-demand video plan, its live TV plan, which also has ads, will go up from $5, from $40 per month to $45 per month starting next month. All pricing changes go into effect on February 26th. And Google's live TV service called YouTube TV is expanding to finally cover most of the U.S., or at least 98% of the country, nearly 2 years after it first launched in select markets. YouTube TV currently costs $40 per month for access to live TV. And Target has confirmed what many of us suspected. Despite accepting Apple Pay in stores later this year, Target's Red Card, with 5% savings at checkout, won't work with Apple Pay for now. Target says instead, customers should pay with the Target app. And on HomeKit Weekly, we review Vocalink's Flower Bud, the first and only HomeKit-compatible scent diffuser, a sort of digital candle for the smart home. Check out our hands-on review for more details. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily in Apple Podcasts or Overcast to receive new updates throughout the week.